Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Probably a Podcast. We have quite possibly one of my favorite people to just chat shit with, talk all the time. We FaceTime. We're actually on FaceTime right now. Jackie Oshry, pronounce your last name.
It's open to interpretation. I always say, like, we pronounce it Oshry. The sisters pronounce it Oshry, but, like, that's actually not the correct pronunciation.
No, the W one.
Oh, Weinreb.
Weinreb, because you go by Jackie O. Weinreb, right?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of, like, what circles I'm in, but professionally, like, my Instagram, it's Jackie Oshry Weinreb. I feel like Weinreb's the easy one to pronounce.
Really? Okay, see.
What were you going to say?
Not that. I was going to say, like, Winrib.
Okay.
But I saw it was on your Instagram, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to introduce her as Jackie Oshry. But I know y'all say Oshry, but y'all are also New Yorkers, so you say everything different. Like, I'm
right.
Shannon.
Shannon.
But, like, all my friends in the South call me Shannon.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Shannon.
Shannon. Shannon. Anyways, I could just go on and on about Jackie O. Weinreb. Wow, I actually really like the way that sounds. But she is co-host of The Toast. She's an amazing human. She's a mama. She's a mama bear. She is an author. We're going to talk about her book in a second. I love this book. And so much more. But mostly, she's just a fabulous human.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. We've been, like, needing to podcast together for a while.
I know. I wish it was in person, but we had a bit of a scheduling conflict, so I decided I was just going to try to do this on my own.
So we're doing the Toast setup for Shannon and I, which is perfect.
Which is exciting. I actually love recording in the Toast studio. Claudia's a gem, and anytime I'm in New York, she's like, use the studio. And it's the iconic palm tree. It's gorgeous. I know, but
your home studio is so gorgeous, and I'm getting studio envy.
Maybe you guys need a rebrand.
I love a rebrand. Claudia and I are so different on this. Like, I would rebrand every 6 months, you know, Coombs Afresh, like, let's make it new. I want Claudia to rebrand her Instagram. Like, I would rebrand everything all the time. And she's the opposite, so which is why we rebrand once every 5 years. That's called compromise.
And that is compromise. And that's what you do when you have a co-host and who is also your sister. So you got to just, like, pick your battles, you know?
Right. Exactly. So we're with the palm leaves for now. But when we're in Florida, I have also flamingo wallpaper. And so that's a little bit of something new and special. So that scratches the itch for me.
That does scratch the itch. I saw it when you flipped the camera. I saw your flamingos and I love that. You guys rebranded beautifully with the cigars and the 50s women. Like, that was, like, iconic. I loved that. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was fun because we also rebranded from the Morning Toast to the Toast, which was just obvious, you know, right. But it took, like, a creative agency to tell us that. We're on this call with them about, like, how should we rebrand? And we're like, the Toast this, the Toast that, the Toast this. He's like, it sounds like you guys call it the Toast. Maybe you should call it the Toast. And it's not like it drops in the morning. Maybe it's just the Toast.
Perhaps it's just the Toast. But, you know, everyone came to me, like, with daggers, like, why'd you change your Instagram name? Whenever I just recently changed my Instagram name from Probably Shannon Ford to just Probably Shannon. And I was like, well, I don't know. It's shorter. And at the time, James and I were just dating. So, like, I even said to him, like, I'm thinking about dropping the Ford. Don't make it weird. Like, don't make it weird. Like,
literally.
It's just to make it shorter. But it was available as a username. And it was just like, you know, those assholes who have, like, single name on Instagram, how they got that? Brittany from Vanderpump Rules. How did she get Brittany?
I know. I'm really envious. I really want Jackie O. For so long, I wanted it and I held out that like I could get it from the person who has it. And don't go and like torture the person who has it. I'm sure she like hears from people all the time. And I've like, we've been in contact and we just never
agreed on something.
So my handle for so long was Jackie O Problems, which served me. It really did.
I remember that.
Yeah. And that, and then I was like, you know what? I'm letting go of the hope that I will get Jackie O, and I'm just going to make my handle Jackie Ashray. And I haven't looked back.
And it's gorgeous. It's Gorgina. And you know what? Jackie O Problems was such an era, throwback Thursday, to when we were beefing on the internet.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, like we weren't really beefing between the two of us. Like it was the toasters. You were beefing with like toxic toasters, toxic former toasters. And in our name though,
it was in y'all's name. And I was like tagging the toast, tagging Jackie. I was like, this is ridiculous. And I remember, I'll never forget, like, it was so quick. It was like such a quick, y'all weren't trying to cut me off, but y'all literally just responded to my like 80 stories I tagged you in. And you literally just said, LOL, that's not us. And I was like, oh no, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, it's their Facebook group. I thought it was like their Instagram.
Oh, yeah. No, it was confusing. There was a lot of Facebook group drama back in the day in our name.
Don't speak on my name now.
No. So okay. that was crazy. But then, and then after that, I forget how our paths crossed again for the first time.
You were the first Ashray sister that I ever met. And I feel like people probably don't know that, but it was the two redheads, the gingers, which by the way, did you notice how brave I am today? I came on this podcast without a spray tan.
And oh, I didn't notice. You look great. Like, you look like Shannon.
I need to get a makeup that's makeup for not spray tan Shannon, because I just had to wear a high neck and a really large necklace because my makeup doesn't really match from here down to here. But
I can't see it from here. And I think you look wonderful as always.
Thank you so much, Jackie O. How often do you spray tan?
Not often enough. And because I'm breastfeeding right now, like I don't spray tan when I'm pregnant and I don't spray tan when I'm breastfeeding, because then like Charlie
was
will become
literally
a pumpkin.
Was literally about to say all those like memes where the girl has a spray tan and she has like a circle around her nipple and the baby's got like spray tan around its mouth.
Right. So I just abstained completely, but I really need spray tans and I'm like looking forward to getting back to it. But since I've moved to Florida, I haven't gotten one spray tan down here because I've either been like pregnant or breastfeeding. And so that is something that in the new year, you know, that's a good New Year's resolution. Get more spray tans.
Get more spray tans. And that's a resolution I don't have to make. I get one every week, but
you give it to yourself though, right?
I give it to myself. Yep. I just fuck myself up with spray tan.
The funnest facts about you.
Thank you so much. Every time I do it and Taylor's there, because someone does have to spray just the top of my back. So it's either James or Taylor. And every time she comes over and watches me spray tan myself, like with an airbrush machine and a tent, every literal part of my body minus my upper back, she just goes, I still fucking can't believe you can do that. And I'm like, yep, really figured it out.
Yeah, it's like not even just the contorting, but you're also the artistry of giving yourself a proper spray tan.
Thank you so much. It's a skill set that I wish to carry on for the rest of my life. I also just got back from Vegas though, and so it's so incredibly dry that my spray tan did that really scaly thing where it just like is flaking off and horrible. So I scrubbed the whole thing off and I said, fuck it. I'm just going to be spray tan free for at least a couple days and drench myself in some lotion.
Well, you look great, and I didn't notice.
Thanks. I feel like you not getting spray tans in Florida where you live is giving, like, old money rich, like, in my golf cart, like, abstaining from the sunshine.
No, it's giving vampire translucent skin. Like, the color of my legs are, it's so pale. It's, I'll, like, sometimes catch a glimpse. I'm like, whoa. And then I'm like, on my tan Lux grind.
You're like just smearing it.
There's
on.
There's not enough tan Lux in the world, though.
This is preach, sister. Okay, Florida, though. How long have you lived in Florida officially now?
So I moved to Florida a year and a half ago, roughly. But then 8 months into living here, I had to move back to New York for my pregnancy.
Right, right.
So out of the year and a half that I lived here, 6 months of those were in New York. So I've lived here probably cumulatively 1 year.
Right. And were people shooketh when you moved, or were they like, okay, that makes sense because of Olivia?
I think some people were shooketh, but definitely Olivia like cushioned the blow. And also once I had a kid, like most people do move out of the city. So it was always a question of like when and where, not if.
Were you ever inclined to move to like the burbs of the city?
Yes, I was. we grew up on Long Island, so I have warm feelings towards Long Island. But even before Olivia moved down here, we were just like thinking about like where we would want to be and like the type of communities that we want to be in. And we decided on coming to Florida. So once Olivia moved here, like that was meaning that I was moving here.
Right. Okay. Got you. That makes sense. And how her kids are how much older than your babies?
So her daughter is like 2.5 years older than my son. And then her second son is about a year older than my second son.
That is so fun.
So it's like
fun.
All staggered. To have it's so fun.
Cousins. I grew up with tons of cousins. So I just like love the idea of having close by.
Yeah. No, it's so nice being close by. And it's been really great.
Okay, so the most important thing to me on any platform I have, no matter what, is to be transparent with you guys and talk to you about my feelings, okay? Because I feel like I've always done a good job sharing not just the highs, but the lows too. And if you guys have listened to this podcast at all, then you know that I've had some really low points at times, all right? Now, I'm stronger and better for them, but regardless, they still happened and they still affect me and who I am. And the number one thing I cannot suggest enough to anyone is therapy. And you might think you don't need it, but I promise you, it will make you feel so fulfilled after you do it. But I get it. It's daunting. It just really feels like so much, almost too much sometimes to try to find a therapist, right? And to trust a therapist. So I have so many friends who have just given up on the search because it took forever. They felt uncomfortable whenever the therapy is supposed to be the exact opposite of that. But you've got to find the right person for you. And it's such a personal preference. And I personally use Talkspace to find my therapist because it's exactly the tool that you need for finding the right professional for you. It was convenient to talk to them and speak with them online. And I can take my therapy sessions from the place that I feel the most comfortable, which is my own home. I love Talkspace because my therapy sessions are online and at the ease and comfort of a space that I want to be in. Not to mention the affordability of it all, okay? Because we all need a helping hand, yes, but can we all afford it? Not always. And that's why Talkspace is so passionate about making therapy accessible to everyone. They even have a policy that allows you to cancel and get a prorated refund for any unused time should you need to. Now, a lot of people wait until something really bad happens and then they decide to go to therapy, but I am here to tell you that therapy is the most cathartic thing that I've ever given myself, and we should all be doing it at all stages and phases in our life. Like right now, I'm really happy, but I'm still going to therapy. And every single time I leave, I'm like, wow, yes, I definitely needed that, because therapy can help shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and frankly, just be a guiding light. So Talkspace can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. And as a listener of this podcast, you're going to get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/probably. To match with the licensed therapist today, just go to Talkspace.com/probably to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/probably.
I'm like in my homemaking era, even though I'm so, not to like be a big green monster, I'm so envious of your like home and all the work that you're doing. It's so gorgeous. I have like, now I need to change my windows and doors because they're not French.
Don't, bitch. It is so expensive. And girl math says it's free because, except for I forgot I didn't pay for installation, so I did have to pay that yesterday. But I ordered these doors custom to just fit where my old doors came out, so I didn't have to like, you know, get contracting work done. And right. I am marrying a man who is not, he is self-proclaimed not a handyman. So like I do all the work around the house, and that is okay. I'm all right with it. We are not, you know, gonna spread any toxic masculinity over here, except for the only time I'm toxic with masculinity is whenever it's the trash. Like that's a boy job. That's a blue job.
I don't even know like where the trash goes in my house.
Couldn't
it's
tell you.
Not my problem.
Couldn't tell you how to tie it up. Don't know anything about it. Don't want to.
Don't know trash day.
Yeah, he's like, trash is coming tomorrow. I'm like, don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. But yeah, so the doors were something I kind of had to handle, but we paid for it, like I said, like 6 months ago. And so when it came time for the doors to be installed, I was like, I kind of forgot that they were so expensive. And I was like, these are free. How cool of me to have free doors.
How cool of you, Shannon.
Yeah, but they do make a difference. I appreciate you saying you have envy for my homestead, but I love your homestead. And you know what I love most about your homestead? Your spice jars that I copied.
Oh my gosh, game changer.
That, and you know what? When I had my family over for Christmas, they all opened up my cabinet to use spices when they were cooking, and they were like, oh my God. And I was like, I know.
It's nice. Like, it's so fancy.
It's really fancy. We basically took all of our spices. Well, Jackie O did it first, and then I copied her and she bought it off Amazon. And I just took all my spices and put them into these like really pretty aesthetic bottles that said like the labels on them. It's a move.
It's a move, even though like doing it was backbreaking. I don't know if you found that. It was a really horrible day, the day of transferring the spices. And the jars are like a little on the small side. Mm. Like it doesn't fit like a whole, it's not like apples to apples McCormick to aesthetic jar. Like you have a little leftover McCormick and it's like, okay, now I need to go put this spice jar. Now I have double spice jars because I'm going to throw away.
One thing about me, I threw all that shit away. And James walked in. Why are you done this way? I was like, who the fuck needs this much garlic powder? Why do I need this much cumin?
It's true. And I also learned recently that these things expire. So there's no way I'm going to finish my cumin before it expires.
Are you really hard on expiration dates? Because for me, it seems more like a suggestion.
I am actually really hard on expiration dates when it comes to like fridge goods, you know, like milk, yogurt, cottage cheese. But then with this, the spices, I was using some of my like dried parsley flakes the other day and I realized that they were majorly expired and I just had to sort of like suppress my urge to not want to use it. I'm like, it's fine. Like it's fine.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks, I think, because like I'll probably be using these spices until I'm in my 40s.
I saw a meme that someone had found a spice in their parents' spice cabinet that was expired like on 9/11 and they were still using it, like 9/11 2001.
No.
And so I'm like, okay, I have a few years.
You have a few years. Also, what a specific expiry date for.
I know,
I thought they usually just did the year.
I know, that's why like it went viral.
Yeah, wow. RIP. Okay, so also, do you think, really quick, I got this question a lot. I always do a little question box for the exact like guest I have, but this is different because I could just talk to Jax all day long, but I am going to try to give some of the people what they want. And people were curious, what do you, well, I'll tell you some of the things that people were just hard out about, which I was like, okay, I'll ask. One of the questions I was like, I never really asked about that. But one thing was, do you think Claudia and Snitch would ever move? Maybe once they have kids.
So obviously it's the dream and it's the hope. But the thing about Claudia is she does things in her own time, mm-hmm. and she's so adamantly against things until she's all of a sudden preaching them. So
and true.
As of right now, she says that she will not move here. She does not want to move here. Do not wait and hope and wish and dream that she's going to move here. But just given the pattern of Claudia, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, no, you're so right. You're so right.
Me asking her and pushing her is like not going to help. So it's kind of just like detente for now.
Detente. That is a perfect segue into my next question that nobody really asked. A couple people mentioned it in the question box, but it's more of a me thing. I have been so enamored, impressed, and absolutely just awestricken by your vocabulary since the moment I've met you. And since I've been a listener of The Toast forever, I just genuinely need you to know, well, I need you to tell me, where does one acquire such a vocabulary? Because it is better, don't say books, because it's better than your sister's. I'll say it right now. Best Austrian vocabulary, bar none.
Well, thank you so much. That's really the nicest compliment. I don't know exactly where or like why. And I don't think I've always been like this, but just like when I learn a new word, it just sticks with me. And I don't intentionally try and use it in everyday life, but like I it's not intentional at all, but maybe just seeing like new words constantly. And I do read a lot and I'll like learn new words from reading. And I guess I pick up from there, but I do not know, honestly.
What's the word you just used? Détente?
What? Détente what means like arms down, like peace, like, you know, if you're in a war and everyone's fighting, but you're going to come to like a halt, it's détente.
Okay, so for now with the Claude Florida, it's détente. Okay.
It's weapons down, okay. Détente.
Okay. Wow.
No
okay.
Action.
I like that. Yeah, I've just always been, you know what it is? Jackie has the best dry sense of humor. Like, obviously, Claudia is a traveling stand-up comedian. Like, we know she's funny. And you guys are co-hosts on The Toast where you have a comedy podcast and it's hilarious. But your quick wit and use of vocabulary is so good mixed in with your dry sense of humor. It's just, it's one of my favorite comedic reliefs to listen to. It just is.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I tell my husband all the time, I'm a comedian, babe. Like, you if he doesn't like something that I say, I'm like, it's comedy.
It's gets canceled. She's like, it's comedy. What's the guy?
Yeah, Because we're in the comedy category, like, you just can't take anything I say seriously.
Yeah, one time I would, like, die if I could just, like, you know, call myself a comedian. And since I do these live shows, obviously, like, you know, if you come to one of the live shows, it's basically half and half. It's, like, half audience participation, half just me, you know, shooting the shit. But there's, like, probably about a 20-minute stand-up section in there, right, where it's just, like, memorized jokes. And James, I could tell one time he, like, didn't know how – I think it was an older person. It was an older person. We were at dinner, and he didn't know how to say – they were, like, what do you do? And he's like, well, she's a comedian. And they were like, what? And I was like, oh, I can't really back that up. I can't. But I was like, oh, I always wanted to be called one. But then you just didn't. I'm like, no, I'm not. Sorry. He's lying.
That's so funny. What do you say when people ask you what you do?
I should love. I'm like so into myself. I should love when someone asks what I do. But I hate it because I'm like, well, because, you know, the dreaded answer of an influencer, everyone just thinks you just, like, are such a loser. I don't know why I think that, but, like, I just feel like people are like, really? Like, I think when I say influencer, people must think I just, like, show my ass and titties in the sand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but, no, like, okay.
if you're filling out a form, like a medical form, and they're like, occupation, what on earth do you write? I struggle with it every single time.
Marketing. Every time, marketing.
That's good. You are marketing.
Marketing. I'm marketing myself every day.
That's so funny. When people like ask me what I do, I say podcast. I have a podcast. Yeah. I think that's like acceptable. And then when I'm on like an official form, I say entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. You know what? So does everyone's Instagram. Entrepreneur.
Right.
Or sometimes I'll put like media entertainment. But like even that, I just cringe at someone being like, oh, media and entertainment. So what do you do? I'd be like, I run the camera. Local news station.
No, it's cringe. And it's like that occupation isn't media. That's not an occupation.
No, it's not.
It's a really hard question.
I agree.
Like every single time I'm like in the doctor's office, like, what's it going to be?
What's it going to be today? What's my job today? All right. Who doesn't love the good things in life? You know me. This is a finance podcast, but I stay shopping. But I'm trying to get better about it because, again, I'm trying to save money. And I enjoy luxury. But sometimes I'm like, you know what, Shannon? We can't be affording this. Until I discovered Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. And I'm talking cashmere, baby. I'm talking silk top and dresses, organic cotton. Everyone's loving organic cotton right now, but it's expensive. And 14 karat gold jewelry. And they offer this high quality item at a price that's within reach. All right. Here's the best part. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Now, I have bought a couple cashmere sweaters in my life and I'm like protecting them with everything I have because they were just so expensive. And for what? I have these Quince cashmere sweaters that are just as stunning for way, 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 way less the price. And they're still, you guys, 100% cashmere. I got this Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater that is the color sapphire. It's this like stunning, stunning royal blue. It was $58. Do you know how much it would normally cost me? Like upwards $175. And it was $50. And it's so soft. I loved getting them as gifts for Christmas this year. Like if you want to treat yourself, but also you're trying to save money, Quince is the people to go to. Because here's the thing. By partnering with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes on the savings to us. And I like this a lot about them. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I really, really love that. I also got some gloves from them that I love that were so, 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 so affordable. And I've worn them now that it's freezing cold in Nashville. Okay, so give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Just go to quince.com/probably for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/probably to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/probably. So you did corporate before you did the toast, right?
Yeah.
That was something someone else taught me. They were like, ask her about corporate life before the toast. And I was like, did you do that? Did you and Claudia both did?
Me and Claudia both did. But like when Claudia graduated from college, like without having a corporate job, and she like went straight into influencing because like it was already becoming a business for her. When I graduated from college, like my path was a corporate path. I like worked at a couple companies. Like I did social media marketing. So I always like wanted to do like social media and even like on camera stuff, but I always thought I wanted to do it for like a company. Like I did my own personal social media, but that was just like fun messing around. But then like I always had a job of doing social media for a brand. And that was actually the way in which we started the podcast sort of, because we were both, no, Olivia and I were working for a media company and Claudia had interned there, but I don't think she was working there at the time. And they knew that we were all these like sisters who all work in social media and we had been like with the company for a while. So they're like, you know, why don't you start like a cool upstart, whatever sort of thing you want to start here at the company. Like, so we like thought about it, and Claudia and I always wanted to start a morning show. And so we're like, we'll do a live streamed morning show.
So the morning breath started at another, like a company said, like, you guys should do this. And you guys did it under another. I thought you all just like started it in your living room and it just like blasted off.
No. So we started it for this company because they were like, they were pretty much like, if you could create, like, just create something like a social media, could have been an account or whatever. And we're like, we love morning shows. Let's do like the millennial morning show where it's live streamed. And so we did it for a few days, just live streamed. And people were like, this should be a podcast. So we were like, okay, we have the audio. We'll make it a podcast. And then the podcast took off. And we always did live video too. But that's the reason why we do video since day one, because like we started as a video show.
Right. So you started video before people made podcast videos. You guys are like really pioneers over here.
Thank you so much. And then we did, so we were doing that like within the media company for like 10 or 11 months. And then we got canceled and fired and the boot. And then we were doing it.
You got actually fired. Sorry, speaking from someone who actually got fired herself. So it wasn't just that y'all just took the show down. They said, off the air.
Yeah, no, they said goodbye. Yeah.
I did not know that.
But it was like, yeah, it wasn't even like, so they fired us so we couldn't do the show anymore. But like, it's not like anyone else there could do the show because it was just the three of us working on the show. Like,
of course.
Like, no one even asked, oh, can we pick it back up?
Right,
like,
right.
It was just like, it was dead with us. So then like, you know, we took some time to regroup, not that much time, probably like a month total. And then from our living rooms, we launched The Toast.
Stunning. I did not know that. I'm a Toast listener, but I'm not an OG OG The Morning Breath listener.
That's okay. Those were crazy times. And so yeah, that's how we started. And then over the years, the show has evolved. For so long, we did it still live streamed on YouTube. Every like once in a while, we would drop a platform. So when we first started, we would live stream on Instagram, live stream on YouTube, live stream on Facebook, and then do the podcast. And then we dropped Instagram because it's janky as hell. And then we dropped Facebook because why? And then in 2020, we dropped YouTube live streaming because we had to start doing it from home. And there was no way to really do it live from home. We had to pre-record it. And then we were like, let's keep pre-recording it. Live is a recipe for disaster.
Let me tell you something. It's crazy that you guys back at home, I don't know if you know this or not, like they record their whole The Morning Toast every day. Because whenever I was on The Morning Toast as a co-host when you were on maternity leave, I saw this. Claudia was like, so basically I record the whole episode for an hour. And she was like, please be careful what you say and try not to like ask me to edit anything unless you really, really, really want me to take something out. Because yeah, we basically just like immediately take it and pop it back up. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, so we recorded as if it's live, and I would say 99% of the time we don't cut anything, but it's for the 1% of the time. And also now that we're remote, I don't even know how we would do it live. It was really like hindering the quality of the show because you have to like have a major, like a really high speed connection and like only can use certain platforms and have to go through YouTube. It would like keep compressing the file. So it's best for everything, but we still act as if it's live because we want to get it up ASAP. We don't want to crop it, but right, of course, if need be, we will.
That's crazy. Yeah, I was just like, I remember being like, shit, I have so much like respect for you guys, just considering the fact that I could technically say whatever I want and then be like, oop, Courtney, edit that out. And you guys just smack it up there.
Yeah. Now we could oop, Courtney, edit that out.
Yeah. Now we could on this but podcast, we could beep, 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 beep. Let's just drop some names. Let's just Epstein list this shit and just fucking drop totally everyone.
Let's just talk shit. I wish there would never be a podcast because like you couldn't do both things, but like of influencers, like talking about influencers. But then it's like, you wouldn't be as successful. The person who's doing the talking, like no one would tell you. You wouldn't know anything after a certain point.
Doesn't Dumois have a podcast? It's essentially
what she's... Yeah, because that's celebrities. True. Like, everyone talks about celebrities.
Yeah, if there was just an absolute roast fest of influencers hosted by other influencers, they would get like shot down in the streets.
No, like eventually, if they were your friends, you would have to be friends with the influencers in order to do it. Otherwise, you don't know anything.
Right.
But then at a certain point, they wouldn't want to be your friend anymore. So obviously, it could never work.
True.
It could never work.
It's like the, I don't watch Salt Lake City, but The Housewife, where they found out that she was the...
Oh, wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me because... I know that this season finale is like crazy. This something about this season.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about it. I want to watch it blind.
I won't say a word about it. I don't watch it. I actually just saw like a teaser.
Right. So, I haven't seen anything and I want to like, I want to be shocked.
How have you remained off of social media? Were you like one of those people that didn't watch the Eras tour? You just like kept not watching?
Like, yes, but that's also because I'm not on TikTok. So it's easier
when
you're not. You see all these things on TikTok. And then, of course, I see some things on Reels, but I can skip past Reels. You can skip it really quick.
I saw it all on TikTok. Okay, so mum's the word. I won't say anything about it. All right, guys, I love talking about my heart necklace. And now that I've podcasted about them a little bit, you guys are also always asking me. And I'm, again, wearing it right now. You can hear it jangling in the background because I love this totally custom charm necklace that is luxurious, unique, long-lasting, but does not have the hefty price attached. And I also love talking to the sister-led brand because, listen, do you know where they're from? They're from Charleston, South Carolina. So I'm always going to represent South Kakalaki, baby. But outside of just being from South Carolina, I'm obsessed with the fact that this fine, modern heirloom, like it's your own personal talisman that reflects my dreams, my family, my intentions, my values. I got a little J on there for James. Every piece not only looks beautiful, but it just raises your vibes. It's like a daily reminder of your most authentic self. Y'all know I love anything custom that tells a story. So you can choose your chain, your charms. They've got 50 plus different charms on their website, and they all have different meanings from like motherhood to luck, manifestation. They got zodiacs, letters, numbers. Let me tell you what I have on mine. Okay. I have a horseshoe that's so cute. I've got a little J for James. I have a little charm that says everything on it. It just says everything. Like, honestly, they come with these little cards that tell you what they mean. And I think it was a lot more like spiritual what the everything one meant. And I was like, for me, it's everything. I want everything. So you can kind of like, it's up to interpretation, these charms, but they give you these little cards that also like tell you what the charms mean to them. And they have like a really beautiful spiritual meaning behind them all. My main charm, which I'm just obsessed with, is this little pig that flies. And the way I look at mine is like, yeah, when pigs fly. And I'm like, yeah, what? So I did it when pigs fly. So I have a little pig that's flying on the back. I've got a clover for good luck and for my Irish heritage, and a little angel wing with diamond detailing that's meaning is friendship, because all the friends in my life are angels. And I've got a little tiny gold bee for my pawpaw because I love the bee. I have a bee tattoo, so that was so cute that they have it. But here's the thing. Heart Jewelry, their charms are plated with 100% recycled gold right here in the USA using their most environmentally friendly process possible. And their special HGE gold plating process means the jewelry resists tarnishing for years, like even decades with proper care. So they're extremely high quality and tarnish resistant. I love styling mine casually. Like, it's just an instant cool factor. It's like a simple plain tee, cozy cardigan, like whatever you want. And it's all made to order, okay? In their downtown Charleston, South Carolina studio. And you can do whatever you want. You can get a complimentary virtual styling appointment. You can design your own bracelet or necklace on their website because they've got this really cool drag and drop tool on their website. So you can like design a custom piece from your phone or laptop, and then you can kind of get a visual of what the final product will look like. And then they send the design to their team and use it as a reference when assembling your piece. But I loved creating my own custom piece. I got to pick out like the length of the necklace. I opted for the complimentary virtual styling appointment so I could really talk through what I wanted because it was just really special to me. So if you guys want to visit shopheart.com and use code PROBABLY10 at checkout for 10% off your first purchase, you will get free shipping over $100. That is shophart.com. Use code PROBABLY10 for 10% off your first order and free shipping over $100. Heart rarely ever discounts their custom jewelry, by the way. So this is a very exclusive offer to my listeners. Just follow them at ShopHeart on Instagram and TikTok because they kind of show you all their vibe there. And it is so cute. Speaking of mums, I love that you and wow, my segues have been on it. I love that you and Claude, I don't want to say make fun of, well, whatever, you guys can say you make fun of it if you want to, but like, I love, me and Taylor, when we do podcast episodes together, we love just roasting like the mamas. It's okay, mama. You're doing great, mama. Like, that culture to me is the same. It's like giving live, laugh, love. It's giving like when they have a tumbler that says like mommy's go-go juice and it's like a wine tumbler. I love with my whole heart mamas, and I can't wait to be a mama, but I like making fun of people that say it like that.
No, mama, that's really hard. But I feel like before I was a mom, I was like, oh, mama bear, eye roll. Or like calling yourself mama, eye roll. Now I'm a mama bear. Call me mama.
She's a mama like, bear. She wants the necklace.
I'm all about it. Like, if I think one year, like Zach got me a mug that said like number one mom. Touched my heart.
Touched.
But it didn't say mommy's go-go juice. That's what it didn't say.
You know the culture I'm talking about, yeah. Where they're like, I don't know. I could come up with a million more. It's real. It's millennial core, and there's nothing that's made me more aware of being a millennial. And I used to be like, flex, I'm a millennial. But then I started getting close to James' sister, who is 20, so she's 10 years younger than me, obviously Gen Z. And like, she'll say little things, and I'm like, oh fuck! Like, she's like, you're joking, right? And I was like, yeah. She asked me to caption her photo in Vegas, and I said, say New Year, same boobs, or I said, say something. And she was like, oh, you're like trying to be millennial, right? Like, you're being funny. And I was like, duh, yeah, I was kidding.
Oh my god, that's really hard. That's painful.
I know.
What did she caption it? What did she go with?
She went with HNY, Happy New Year, with little emoji.
Classic Gen Z.
They're like trying so hard to not try hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Know. But at least we're honest.
But we know. When you guys did the millennial show, when your company was like, you should have a millennial show, what were you guys like the hot shit because y'all were like millennials?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was just like corporate culture in general, especially working in like media or marketing. It's like always about like the young trying to capture, you know, who's like hot and
the youth. Yeah. Capture the youth.
At that point, it was like trying to, you know, get millennial audiences. And now right. I would be like an oldie.
We just have experience is what we are. But back to being a mama bear. So, okay, wait, first of all, do you have a necklace that says mama?
Do I have a necklace? I have a bracelet that says mama that I'm wearing right now.
Okay.
Low key.
Yeah, that is low key.
Mama bracelet. The necklace that I've been wearing for the last few months is just a teddy bear with like little diamond paws.
That's fucking cute.
No, I'm obsessed with it. My mom got it for me as like a push present because I had a difficult pregnancy and we were just like so happy. And it was like the sweetest thing I've ever gotten.
That is the sweetest thing. Someone asked, did you get a push present? So
yes. So I got a push present. My husband got me a push present for both children, which was so generous, yet, you know, could never compare to what I did. But yeah, both times I got a handbag. The first time I put in a specific request, and then the second time I was less like, because the first time was like, you know, I need a push present. And the second time I was just like, you know, it's okay. But like, it's really not a big, like the baby is the gift. Like, for it's fine. I want for nothing. Just whatever.
Just for health. But then, you did have a difficult pregnancy, so.
But I did. So, like, yeah, I was like, you know, it'd be crazy if you didn't get me anything yeah. after what I've been through. But I don't really need it. Like, I don't want anything, but you should get me something because it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely get me something. Oh, that's so funny.
And he actually wound up getting me the perfect, most precious thing. It was this purse that I had never seen before. It was like a little blue, baby blue colored Chanel tweed mini handbag that was like so perfect baby boy. He crushed it. And usually I have to give a lot of guidance.
Yeah. Yeah. So you gave no guidance. He just picked that out on his own.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was shocking.
That is actually shocking. I'm not sure I'm with someone that could do that. He's got great taste for himself, but I don't know about like purses.
If you knew like where Zach and I started on like gift giving and how far we've come, he's a brand new man. It can be done.
Okay. We'll train. We'll work on training in the purse department.
Yeah. In the beginning, like for the first gifts he got me were just like not acceptable romantic partner gifts. Then we got into the era of like, I'm pretty much buying you something to give you a credit to your favorite store. And it's like, he never picked out the right thing, but I could go and exchange. And now it's like he's, you know, training wheels are off.
Yeah. I picked out my Christmas gift this year. I was like, I want a specific KitchenAid mixer that is a certain color and I will point to it at Target. And then he paid for it. And then actually, I'm not going to lie, I even wrapped it. I was like, I'll wrap this better than you.
That is really funny. I saw your KitchenAid mixer and it does match your kitchen perfectly. Yeah, I picked out my birthday gift this year because I didn't really want for anything. I saw these like cute Uggs online. I was like, that's good for my birthday because I didn't need anything, especially I got such a nice push present. Like, I'm good. Yeah. Eggs are good.
Yeah. That's fair. So number one question we got asked, other than how your breastfeeding journey is going, which I'm the only person who has never had a child and never had milk come into her breast who could talk about breastfeeding all day long because of Taylor. I just know so much about it. I have so many questions/insight to it from being on the inside in that I...
You're like Claudia.
Literally, yes. We talked about before the episode actually started, we talked about how Claudia tried Olivia's breast milk, but not yours. I drank Taylor's breast milk. It tastes like unsweetened almond milk.
Oh, interesting. I have not tried my own breast milk and I don't think Claudia has tried mine, but I think it's good. I think it's the goods. Charlie likes it.
Yeah, it's got to be the good stuff.
Yeah, breastfeeding's going really well this time. It was really hard for me the first time. I think a lot of people have a harder time the first time, and then it gets easier with subsequent kids. You just like have better milk supply and you know what you're doing and you know if like something's wrong. So it's been really good. Right now I exclusively breastfeed. I don't even pump that much unless I have like a really busy day, but I try and time my day with like feedings.
Yeah.
And that's been going well. Now, as he gets a little bit bigger, I'm starting to like think about, you know, like more bottles and eventually like stopping breastfeeding because like it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's been a very positive experience this whole time.
Taylor, I think Taylor said the same. She, you get more used to it, she says. And then you also are, you're more okay. Like she said, when Walker, her first, like decided she was done breastfeeding. Cause you don't decide. Basically the kid tells you almost sometimes like you could want to breastfeed for a year, but your kid stops latching at 6 months, you know? And so with Walker, she kind of made the decision to stop. So it was like on her own terms. But with this last baby, Novi just kind of stopped latching. And she was like, oh, it made me so sad. I was like, but wait, but I wasn't done with you yet. Like, I wanted to still do that.
Oh, that is sad. I can't decide what would like be harder because I feel like this time I'm going to make the decision to stop. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably feel a little guilty. Like,
yeah,
you know,
she said the same.
Mama guilt. As opposed to if he was like, I'm good. I feel like that's what kind of happened with Harry. By the time I stopped breastfeeding him, like, he preferred getting bottles anyway.
You guys were just on the same wavelength versus him just like stopping cold turkey.
Yeah, no, it was never cold turkey. But like when I first had him, like I was doing 100% breastfeeding and breast milk. And then over the 6 months, like it became like 90, 80 and supplementing until the point where like breastfeeding was maybe like 20% of the day. So it was okay.
Okay. Well, that all seems very daunting and rewarding at the same time.
It is. It is both of those things.
But I mean, to be like a human, like we are just like animals. When you break it down, it's so nuts that we're just like mammals feeding other mammals. Is that nuts?
It is nuts. And I love thinking about it like that. Like I love thinking about like women throughout history, right, breastfeeding. Like we're all connected.
And isn't it crazy that someone else can breastfeed a baby? Like if a mom tragically passed the same way an animal did, like you could just breastfeed from someone else. Like that is nuts. Women could help other babies in need.
It's nuts that that used to be the norm.
Right. My mom said when she was breastfeeding, or maybe it was one generation back when my grandma was breastfeeding, someone was like, oh, my baby won't latch. Will you breastfeed mine too? And she was like, no.
Yeah. But like back in the day, it was crazy to breastfeed your own child.
Yes.
Yeah. There would be those just like women who like the village breastfeed her.
That's giving Handmaid's Tale. It's like.
Yeah. No, it's so crazy. And I always think there's so many like breastfeeding issues that arise. Like it could be like tongue ties or, you know, low supply. And it's like, but for thousands of years, like women have
breastfed
without, you know, a haka and a tongue tie laser surgery and all these like little tips and tricks. And it's like, how did everyone do it? Right. Unless there were some like, you know, inverted nipple women who passed off the baby to someone else.
Maybe. Who could be too sure? I'm sure there's a documentary about it.
There should be more. I once saw a picture of a baby sucking on the teat of a goat.
Really?
In lieu of breastfeeding. It was like a historical photo.
Historical?
It was like because I was like, what did babies do before formula from women who like couldn't breastfeed?
Right, because you can't feed them cow's milk until a certain age. So is goat a younger age?
Goat is like a little better. I think it's more similar to human milk.
Really?
But, you know, they would outsource the breastfeeding.
Right. Interessante.
I find it fascinating.
Do you know, I watched a whole documentary. I've talked about it several times on this podcast. People are probably like, enough. But I watched a whole documentary on circumcision. Obviously, this has really, it didn't bring much Jewish heritage into it. It was more so on the side of talking about how, unless it is a like religious practice, how for the most part, it's kind of like not cool to do.
Yeah, circumcision is over party, sort of. Like there's been a movement to
getting canceled.
The circumcision.
Yeah, it's low-key getting canceled. And I'm going to marry a man who is of European descent, therefore turtlenecking it up. And so we're, you know, if we have boys, like we will not circumcise our kids.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just laying it all out there. But like we won't. And then I watched the documentary, so I'm like, I wouldn't do it anyways, even if I like married an American man. And then Taylor, who's married to an American man, but doesn't have boys yet because they're going to keep having kids. She her husband's like, we are absolutely circumcising them. She's like, I've watched a documentary. No, we aren't.
Oh my gosh, don't watch the documentary. Unless you like, maybe she should make him watch the documentary so they could be on the same page.
He would be, I think, if they watched it. Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad. Nothing bad happens from circumcising. They just say it's kind of like unnecessary.
Yeah. That's what I've heard in this new circumcision revolution.
Yeah. Which is something I've just been really adamant about.
Oh, adamant.
Yeah, I've just been really, I've just.
You're part of the movement.
I am leading the movement, actually, I think. And I don't even have a dick.
I love that for you.
Thank you so much. We're on my hair journey, and you guys can't get off this ride if you even wanted to. All right, you're strapped in with me, whether you want to be or not. So having glued in individual hair extensions for 11 years, I mean, I'm talking about individually 200 pieces glued into my head. Definitely did a number on my hair and its health. All right, that's a given. But then I cut my hair into a bob 2 years ago. And while that's definitely helped, I wanted to start over and grow my hair naturally and get it truly healthy. Okay, especially because I got a wedding coming up. I want my hair to be thick and luxurious. So that is where Nutrafol comes in. It came highly, highly recommended to me by many, many hair gurus and just friends in general who have used it and love the results. My friend that does makeup, Beck, she swears by Nutrafol. So if you have hair thinning, hair shedding, or you just want to get your hair to its healthiest place, Nutrafol can help get you there. The results that I see from taking Nutrafol are genuinely so obvious. Like, there are so many reasons behind hair thinning, and Nutrafol addresses the root of the issue by taking a whole body approach to hair health. So they are starting within, and they are also the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. Now, I've given Nutrafol as a gift to my friends who are experienced postpartum hair loss as well. It's plant-based and has drug-free, science-backed ingredients, so you get the most reliable results. And I love how my natural hair has just been growing. Like, I used to think it couldn't grow, and it is just out here showing me up and growing, especially because I really want my hair to be its healthiest and most gorgeous self, like I said, for the wedding next year. So if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair, for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code PROBABLY. Now, find out why 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code probably. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code probably. Jackie O, how do you balance being a mother and a businesswoman and an entrepreneur in marketing? No, but how do you do it all? Because that was a question that I feel like, because I know you, I'm just like, what do you mean? She's Jackie. She just gets shit done. But a lot of people, I think, that are mothers that are listening to this, were like, how the fuck does she manage to do this and find the balance of it all?
So, like, I don't feel like I have balance right now, but I just feel like this isn't my era for balance. Like, I feel like from the minute I wake up, like, I'm running late for everything, is how I feel. Like, whether like nursing or working or uploading, or I'm uploading and nursing at the same time, and like then the next thing has to happen. And I look forward to having like more balance, but right now, like with my kids being so little and work being, you know, business is booming, which is great, like I'm just, from the minute I wake up till go to sleep, like there's not a lot of me time. But like, I think that's okay. And I feel like there are sometimes where I get to a point where I'm like exhausted, like to the point where my hands hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to take a break. But I feel like there's also things you could do as a mom where if you need like time for you, like even going for a walk, like I can put Charlie in the stroller and just go for a walk and like put on music.
Yeah.
And that's pleasant, but I'm also like still doing what I need to do.
So you think you're just like leaning into the chaos in this era of your life?
Leaning, yeah. There was a few months, especially when my book came out. Those were the busiest weeks of my entire life. I've never experienced busyness like that. Like not a moment's peace, quiet. Like right. It was, and Charlie was what they call a Velcro baby. Like I could not put him down. So like in the carrier all the time, like making content, signing book plates, I did a episode of The Redheads while he was in the carrier.
Oh
right
my gosh.
Here. It was so, so crazy. But you just like do it. I feel like that's the thing about becoming a mom. Like you have no other choice but to just get it all done. Before I was a mom, like I used to be the laziest person. Like there would be a dish in the sink for days and I would walk past it every time. Could not bring myself to just put it in the dishwasher.
Right,
even.
Right.
And now like I can't do that. Like the bottles, if they don't get cleaned, like I won't have bottles. You just like have to keep doing.
Yeah, I remember whenever I was 20, 3. So Taylor was 23 or 24. We're a couple months apart. And she had just had Walker. And I spent the night with her because Mike was still on the road. And Walker's probably like a month old, 2 months old, if that. And Taylor was like, do you want to sleep in the guest room? And I was like, the guest room? No, we always sleep in the room and watch movies and go to sleep. She's like, well, Walker will be in the bassinet next to me because I feed her all throughout the night. And she was like, so she's going to like wake up throughout the night. And I was like, oh, as long as I don't have to feed her, like I'll be fine. And she was like, are you sure? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, Jackie, I fear that the second time, I think it was like the third time she cried in the middle of the night to get fed, I looked at Taylor and I was like, oh, I am so sorry. Do you mind if I go sleep in the guest room? And she was like, absolutely go. I told you to go. And I woke up that next morning and I said, you couldn't pay me to, I mean, obviously like I'm not this cruel, but like, I was like, how does she do this every night? How does she wake up 4 times a night every night to feed this baby? And I asked her, like, how do you do it? Because I'm going to say, I've said it to her face and on a podcast before, but like Taylor was like lazy before I met her, the same way that all 24-year-old kids are just like, you know, very self-absorbed. And
yeah,
I was like, how do you do it? And she was like, what do you mean? Like, you just do. You're a mom. Like, you're a mom, so you do. Like, you're the survival of this child that you grew inside your stomach. What do you think whenever it cries, I'm gonna be like, nah, I'm still sleeping. No, you wake up and you feed it. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, duh.
No, it's crazy. Like, it's not even a choice. I used to, like, when Zach and I were dating, like, we used to sleep sometimes till 2 o'clock.
That's late.
Like, you don't understand. Like, I love sleep. It's the best thing ever. Like,
that is so late. So much.
And Charlie is 4.5 months and he does not sleep through the night by any means. He actually is waking up more. There's like a 4-month sleep regression, so I've heard, because he's waking up now more than he did when he was a newborn.
Yeah.
To eat. And it's like, okay. And now I just cherish those. When he does a 3-hour stretch, I'm like, yay.
It's the little things. For me.
Yeah, it's all relative. And like, you just do, it's not even like you have to choose to do, like, it's very like, also, I guess, biological, where it, like,
right,
it kicks in.
That maternal instinct just, again, we're animals. We are mammals who have maternal instinct.
Right. And I feel like over the years, you know, it's like, even in pregnancy, it's like your body's training you for motherhood, because you don't sleep as well. You sleep a little lighter. You wake up a little more. You pee in the middle of the night. Like, you get up a couple times. Like, it's like training camp.
Oh, that is a good point.
Huh. Everything is designed not to be like one of these people, by the creator himself. Like, it's designed to a T.
Yeah. And I mean, like, our bodies are all doing, like, you think about it. I don't know. I think about like random things and I'm like, well, I must have that for a reason. Like, I must have my pinky toes for a reason.
Yeah. I even saw a reel. I love my mama reels, that it said like, kissing your baby changes your breast milk, because like, you get the pathogens and like, your body from kissing them, your body receives pathogens that like they need, and it will change your breast milk. I've also read that like, when your baby latches, it can change the temperature of your breast milk if they need something cooler or if they need something warmer based on like the pathogens in their saliva.
Did you share that, or am I getting targeted for breastfeeding ads because Taylor and I talk about it so much?
Probably you're getting targeted for breastfeeding ads. I don't think I shared that.
Oh my gosh. I was just about to be like, Jackie, I saw that. I literally saw that. Or maybe Taylor sent it to me, because she always sends me stuff as if I'm a mom. And I'm like, but I do watch them all. I'm like, oh, interesting. Because that is interesting. Yeah,
that's my whole feed now, is like, also there's like that. And then there's also, oh, the one, I think Taylor actually spoke about this somewhere, where it was like, you only have 12 more summers and 3 proms. And
it's shut,
like,
the fuck up.
Shut up. Who's counting? Shut up.
No, shut up. My entire For You page is for, it's all, and I mean vast majority. There's only a few squares that aren't. It's all Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell's, like, are they dating? It's so niche. I'm like, oh, I know they're not together. Like, I'm not even clicking on them on purpose, but it's all I see.
Oh my God. That's so random. My other thing in my Instagram is like, fire memes. I don't know if you know this about me. I love memes.
I didn't know that about you. It's very millennial core of us, and I like that. Start sending me some.
I will. Oh my gosh. Now that you're on my distro, I get the best memes.
Okay. Send me some. I love, you know what I love? I love a good screenshotted tweet. I share those all the time.
Love.
I don't get on Twitter, but I love the people of Twitter. Like, they're really funny.
Yeah, agreed.
This podcast episode is sponsored by Care Of. All right, if the girly pops have been girly popping and you've been following me for a while, then you know that I am obsessed with and use Care of vitamins forever. Since I've been doing ads on Instagram and since I discovered them quite literally like 6 years ago, I have been using Care of. So I love these things for a multitude of reasons, and I've gotten all my family to start taking them as well, because anytime I go home, they see my cute little personalized packs and they're like, wait, I need that. And I'm like, hold up, it's not yours. It says Shannon on it. And it's great because outside of it being personalized with your name on the packets, it's actually completely personalized for what your body needs, okay? You just take the easiest in-depth 5-minute quiz, asks you all about your body, your lifestyle, day-to-day consumptions, and health goals. Now, here's the part, ladies, where we got to be honest, okay? Because how many drinks are you having a week? We all know we love our wine, okay? If you're doing dry January, no, you're not. So tell the truth and be honest, because it's fine. Like me, in my pack, I got magnesium, which is helpful because you can be deficient in magnesium when you're consuming alcohol. I got ashwagandha for concentration, B12 for energy, and probiotics for my gut health. Now, everybody needs good gut health, and I can see a serious difference in my digestion when I'm consistently taking my Care of vitamins. Now, each shipment comes with customized pamphlet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs and why it is recommended specifically for you and your health goals, which was, by the way, personalized by doctor-backed recommendation. So it takes all that guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you, because I just be going up and down the aisles wondering, what vitamins do I need? So this kind of takes that guesswork out for you. And for all of us that are trying to care about our sweet Mother Earth more, take comfort in knowing that Care of's daily vitamin packets are actually made of plant-based compostable film, okay? So you can stress less about your impact on the environment. I'm always traveling, so having these individual packs already made up with everything I need is so much more convenient than packing all those different pills, okay, in bottles. So y'all already know I hooked it up with a code. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code probably50. That is a whopping 15% off your first order by heading to takecareof.com and entering code probably50. Okay, let's talk about you being an Arthur. Guys, The Camper and the Counselor is quite literally the cutest book ever. It's a children's book that you need to buy right now if you're a mama, or if you're not a mama like me and you want to buy it for your friends who have babies. It is so cute.
Thank you so much. It came out in October. It's been kind of crazy because I self-published, so there was like a lot that goes into that, but also like choosing the number of books to order is a daunting task. Yeah. And with every, like, it was really nice, but like I just kept selling out of every run that we did. And we just got like another batch of books. Like, so I have books on Amazon, thankfully, but like for 2 months you like could not get the book, which was cool, but like not, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's
like, I'm glad to be.
Scarcity is nice when you're selling a product. It's like, ooh, it's hot. But then after a while you're like, wait, no, I want to sell my product.
Right. And it's like takes months to get from the time I place another order to when it gets in the warehouse and on Amazon. So it's like, it's not even like, okay, next week there's books. But now we're in a place where we have a healthy amount of books. And I'm so happy that people can get it again, because it's really the best book ever. And I know that I wrote it, so I'm biased, but like, the kids love it.
It's so cute. It's so relative. It, like, I went to camp, not as long as you guys went to camp. And I won't spoil the book too much, but it basically just is like a beautiful tale of, also like, Snitch in this book is hot. Like, she's drawn really hot. Like, obviously anatomically appropriate for children, but like hot.
Yeah, no, the dads love Counselor Snitch.
Yeah, the dads are into Snitch. Okay, well, I won't spoil the book, but basically I went to camp growing up for like 1 week every summer, and it was stay away camp like this. And you guys would go for how long? 2 months?
Yeah.
I was always the kid. No matter how many times I went, I would be so excited to go, but I was always, always, always the kid who got homesick. I would get homesick when I would go stay the night at my friend's house. I would call my mom at 2 a.m. and be like, can you come get me? And she got to the point where she'd be like, baby, no, you got to go back to sleep. And I'd be like, but I'm afraid you're going to die. And she's like, we're not. Your dad and I are fine. Go back to bed. But I was so homesick, and it lends a really beautiful message about, you know, leaning into camp and being not having those feelings.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, so the book is about camp and like homesickness and just like the power of the counselor, which is also just, I feel like always throughout life, like if there's an older girl or like a mentor, someone who just like you look up to and shows you the way. But then so many other people now reading the book are like getting other lessons from it. They're like, it's great for really all forms of like separation or separation anxiety, and like showing, you know, kids like bloom where you're planted sort of thing. So aww, people are really getting so much out of it, and it makes me so happy. And like, my Harry, before the book came out, I had a copy of it for probably like 5 months, just one copy. And it was Harry's copy. And we read it every single day, multiple times a day. Like, he absolutely loves the book. He was my test target audience. And he loved it. And now seeing like other people's kids, they're like, my daughter like will take it to school with her. She's never tried to bring anything to school with her before. Like, it makes me so, so happy.
That is so beautiful. I love that too, because it's exciting when the adults get excited about a book. So obviously the toasters are women who have children. And so seeing the adults get excited about it and then getting excited that their children are excited about it, what a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a way to like bring your kids into the Toast fam and have like just everyone's excited about the book, and that like that's been the best thing.
I love it. You know what I also love, Jackie? I love that the main character is obviously a redhead.
And representation was important to me.
Representation of redheads is huge in this book and in both of our lives. And one thing about redheads in books and shows and movies is that they're always the villain or like the kid with a bunch of allergies. Like,
ooh, that's good. I was thinking about it because I knew we were going to talk about redhead representation because it's something that we both feel really passionately about. Mm-hmm. I do feel like there are a couple like great redhead icons though, like Madeline.
Okay, wait, Madeline?
The little French girl.
She's a redhead?
Yeah, with the like bob and
oh,
the beret.
Oh yeah, she is a redhead with a beret. I was thinking of the girl that lives at the Plaza.
Eloise
is okay, she's not the little French girl.
No, but Eloise is a good one.
She's brunette. Of course she is if she lives at the Plaza.
Of course.
What's another?
There's always like, you know, like Miss Frizzle from...
Miss Frizzle, Chucky, like, yeah. You know what I mean? They're always like snotty nose. Even Eliza Thornberry. Like, I know she was the cool main character, but like she was like buck-toothed and like had braces. You like loved her because she was adventurous and fun, but like you wanted to be the hot blonde sister with the low-rise jeans.
She was also like kind of a freak talking to animals.
Yeah, she was a fucking freak. So I'm like, give us some normal people.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm here to do is. And so when seeing there, I'll like see people send me pictures of like their daughters who are redheads holding the book. And they're like, she thinks she's the camper. I'm like, she is the camper.
Oh, wait, I like weirdly just got chills.
No, I know. I literally like cry. I'm like, whenever I see like a redheaded kid with the book, I'm just like, I've got you.
I'm not trying to be dramatic, but like genuinely, and if you're a brunette or blonde listening to this and you're rolling your eyes, like check yourself, because genuinely, we like went through some shit being redheads growing up. Thank God.
It's true.
Thank God we just got called like freckle face. And like, I'm thankful that I wasn't young in the era of like internet bullies, because the way that we didn't have that South Park episode that said gingers don't have souls. That came out when I was in college. I did a public speaking dissertation on it. And
and
everyone thought it was really funny. But that came out when we were in college. So I didn't care. I like made light of it and did a like presentation about it in college. But that would have like traumatized me if I would have been in third grade and that came out.
Yeah. No, by the time I got to college, I was like, I love my hair, but it took years.
Forever. Yeah, same.
Forever.
And you wear pink. Everyone talks to me about that. I don't wear pink. You look stunning in pink. I think it's maybe because you just have this like naturally like pretty porcelain skin versus mine when it doesn't have a spray tan. It's pretty like red and blotchy.
I am red and blotchy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I feel like you just FaceTimed me the other day. I feel like every time we FaceTime, I'm like, you know, in my housefrau mode and no makeup and like... The skin is red and blotchy.
Okay, well, that's actually comforting to hear. Sorry about it, but that is...
I am red.
Red and red. How are you the only redhead out of all your sisters?
I have no idea.
Really? I mean, you guys all look identical, so I don't think there's any, like, you know, discrepancy
There's no discrepancy in the parentage.
You're not the Khloe Kardashian of it all.
Right, but, I mean, my... Grandpas had like red hair in their youth, so they had that like reddishness. You know how there are some people who have like brown hair, red beard.
Yeah, there's a range of red. There's strawberry, but you're red.
It's just like the recessive gene was somewhere, but wow. It's really, I don't have a good answer.
What was their, I'm sure you asked your parents along the line, like what did they say when you came out? You were second born, so were they like, what?
So I was born bald. Like, and
same.
so blonde for so like long. I don't know how long it was until my hair came in and they like knew I was a redhead, but probably, you know, it wasn't just like a shock that one day I had red hair. It was like, oh, she's strawberry. She's looking. And then then my hair was super red.
Wow. Okay. Cause all the childhood photos that you guys have, which are so cute. I love when y'all share those. You are red from a young age.
Yes. Yes. Once like I started to get hair. But were you born bald?
I was born bald, but with red peach fuzz. So like I came out and my parents were like, it's so funny. My mom just told this story the other day whenever we were having Christmas where my family met James's family. And my mom was like, yeah, when she came out, because my dad is like a quarter Native American and has like jet black hair, super tan skin, 24/7 year round, winter, doesn't matter what it is. He is so tan, like this like brown, reddish, gorgeous skin. And then my mom is obviously a redhead with like pale skin. And she was more of a strawberry blonde her whole life. But yet when I came out, my mom was like, your father and I were like, oh, she's a redhead. And James' mom was like, but wait, why were y'all shocked? Like, what? I'm confused. But my mom said she was still shocked. She was still like, oh my God, I just thought because my sister looks like Olivia. She's got like that dark hair. My sister's got blue eyes. And my mom was like, I just assumed your father's genes would just like take the race every time. And then you came out with red hair and we were like shocked. And I was like, but you're a redhead.
No, it's crazy how that works.
I know. Genes. Genes are crazy.
Yeah.
All right. It's 2024. And one thing about me, I'm keeping my resolution that I've had for years past, and I ain't going to the grocery store. I ain't shopping in the grocery store, mostly because why is it that you feel like when you go to the grocery store, you run into everyone that you don't want to see when you're at the grocery store? Also, I look busted when I go to the grocery store, and mark my words, I'm going to run into an ex, okay? But besides all those reasons, it's just not convenient, okay? I am totally team have your groceries delivered, especially because it cuts out all the unnecessary purchases that you tend to make when you're strolling aimlessly down the aisles, all right? But my favorite thing to use is Thrive Marketplace, because I love Thrive giving me my healthy freaking groceries. Now, I'm on a crunchy journey with Taylor and with James. I'm kind of forced into it, but I really loved it because of it. And Thrive is the easiest way to get those healthy groceries at a better price. It ensures that I'm ordering healthy, and there are so many healthy alternatives to food that I've discovered while using Thrive's grocery subscription. Like some of my favorite brands that I have on hand are Amy's, Four Sigmatic, Primal Kitchen, Honest Kitchen, and tons more. They also have way more than just food, okay? So they've got bath, body, beauty, all of it. So we get our laundry detergent from there and with serious savings. Now, I'm a real visual kind of gal. So when I'm on Thrive Market's website, I love that they show you the amount that you're saving on your groceries right there in red and even tell you the percentage off that it is. And you really do just get such better prices with Thrive than you would at a normal grocery store. Like you genuinely save money, guys. My last order had a total savings of 42%. 42%, that is so much. They also have a price match guarantee, which I love. You can curate the shopping experience to your dietary preferences as well. So that saves you a lot of time if you only want to see gluten-free options, keto-friendly, non-toxic cleaning supplies. Boom, you just enter that in and you tailor the website pages to show you exactly what you want. When Anna Grace and my sister came to stay, I wanted to make sure we had some gluten-free options available at my house for snacks because I'm the hostess with the mostest. So I just did that. I just clicked on the gluten-free options and I picked out some snacks for them. But my favorite thing about Thrive Market is knowing that when you join, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join and they give someone who needs help the groceries to feed their families. I truly love when I see big businesses giving back like that. Like that's what we need. I also have a discount code, of course, for you guys. Just join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Just go to thrivemarket.com/probably for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/probably. thrivemarket.com/probably. Okay, well, I'll have two questions left.
Okay.
One, where does Steen come from? Because I don't think I know the answer to that.
Oh my gosh, it's like such, it's nothing straightforward. It's like just an evolution of like sisterly language.
It's like an...
That landed on Steen, but there's no like, there's no exact translation.
Camp Steen is in here, obviously. And you guys call each other the Steens.
We do, because like it all started like years ago. I was like calling Margot, I can't even... If I try and do the, it's like origins of nicknames, like there are none, but basically it ended with Steen and then we all started like calling ourselves the Steens or the vibe, like Steeny vibes. And then and we don't even say it so much anymore. I don't know. Like sometimes we do. Our chat is like still Steens, but in the book, like I needed to give a name to the camp.
So obviously it's Camp Steen.
And I was like, Camp Steen, it's just like cute. And if you know, you know, and if you don't know, there's nothing to know.
Okay. Gotcha. It's like an inside joke of an inside joke.
Yeah, but at this point, you don't even need to know, like, where it started, just that, like, Steens means the sisters.
Got you. Okay, I did know that, but then I was like, oh, I don't know the origin story, but that makes sense. It's, like, one of those evolutions, like, Turtie Lou was like,
right. If someone was like, ask what's Turdy Lou, it like starts with Emily Ratajkowski's ex-husband. Like, I can't. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
I love an inside joke slash like a word that just like takes hold of something like that. Me and my friend Anna Grace, we like are always saying like we're boofing, like we're the boof squad. But it originated but we like have run with it so hard where I'd be like, what bouffante shit are you getting into today? And then we were like, I don't know, we like take pieces of the word and create them. And if someone were to ask us, we'd be like, we can't draw a line. We don't know.
Yeah, no, like I could technically draw a line, but it would be so uninteresting to people and random. And like,
you don't need to know.
All you need to, you don't need to know.
You don't need to know. There you have it. Okay.
The ends justify the means.
Wow, very mathematical. Okay, so this is the question that everyone asked. And I was like, I've never asked Jackie that. But do you know what came to my mind? That one time Claudia was like, oh, you didn't know Jackie when Jackie was in her like party phase. And everyone was like, I want to hear stories about college party Jacks.
Oh my gosh. It is so crazy how people can change. And some of it is like for, you know, natural evolution.
Totally.
You evolve. But like also what started happening to me, I like nobody got down harder than me. And I started to get the worst hangovers ever. I could not function. Every single time was an IV. And it's like, I can't live my life like that.
Who could afford
especially,
that?
Especially as we started doing the toast and like if I can't work, like I can't earn, like it's not responsible for me to like make myself actually physically sick every weekend. And so for that reason, I started to like taper off with drinking. And I used to feel like, okay, I don't like how drinking like makes me feel the next day. And then I started to realize I don't even like how drinking makes me feel when I'm drunk. Like I like having like my edges. I don't want to blur, like,
yeah, you're like
soften them.
We like the box.
Yeah. It's like sometimes I would like, you know, have a couple like drinks and like watch a show and I didn't, the next day I couldn't tell you what I watched. Like, because I wasn't like paying attention. It's like, I just didn't really love that feeling. So it kind of happened naturally. It wasn't like one day I was like, I'm done with my party girl ways. Right. It just really like age and health and migraines and hangovers, they came for me.
Yeah.
And it took probably about 2 years of being like, I never want to feel this way again. I'm never drinking again to like actually put it into action.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like, now as I can't imagine being a hungover mom.
Everyone says that. Everyone says like, try taking care of a kid hungover. You'll never do it.
No, I can't. I will avoid that every single day.
Yeah.
So now like once in a while I'll have like a wine, not really at the moment because.
Breastfeeding.
Well, you can actually drink and breastfeed as long as you're not like.
Hammered.
So drunk. That's what my personal lactation consultant says. But no, it's the waking up in the middle of the night. Imagine doing that drunk or not even drunk, buzz. And like, I'm getting a little headache and I have to be up in 2 hours and then 2 hours again. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog. What, I'm starting to get really ill every time I drink, which is like, one, embarrassing just because like no one wants to I mean, like I live with someone now. So like he's like, why are you puking again? And my answer is I don't know, because I have been able to drink this much for so long now. And I know my exact limit. I know the number of drinks. I know the brand of tequila. I know everything that I do at the exact right time to stop. And I have the most perfect drunk that weans off. And I drink water. Like I've come up with the concoction and the concoction's not working anymore. I'm like getting ill. And James is like my throat hurts still from throwing up in Vegas. And I just had a normal amount of tequila that I always have. So I was just like, I don't know. And so it's getting to the point where I'm like, I don't want to feel that way. But I also like, I don't think I'm quite where you're at yet, but
But enough times of feeling this way, like you will get to a point of I will never feel that way again.
Yeah.
Like, and it's within your control. But when I think of you, like I do think of an extremely, like every time I see you, you're like having fun partying. And the next day you're up at 6 a.m. moving your furniture around, taking down your Christmas decorations. I'm like, it's insane. Like, I can't believe how early you wake up on your own accord and like hungover.
I am like an early riser and I do tend to have like this like energy post drinking that is worrisome to a lot of people. I don't know where it comes from.
It's the most impressive thing about you to me. Like when I think I was even, I don't know if I just thought it or Claudia and I were talking about it, how on December 26th, you like are hauling your Christmas tree down.
Goodbye.
I'm like, if it were me, like, it would be up till February. That's the kind of lazy I am.
I had it up for so long. Like, I was like, it has to go. And you know what it was, too? James's family was here, and they saw my whole house with, like, my furniture moved to accommodate the tree. And, like, this was moved over there because I had to put, like, a sculpture of Santa Claus. And I was like, oh, I want them to see how cute my house is without all this stuff, too. And they were leaving in a couple days. And I was like, you know what? But his family thought I was deranged. Like, they were literally, because we all got hammered on Christmas. And I did. I always wake up really early. It's just like, it's honestly a curse because sometimes I want to sleep in and I just can't. And they were like, you're, what's wrong with her? Like, tell us now what's wrong with her before you start breeding.
Like, it's a good thing. It's just a crazy thing.
Agreed.
But it's very useful. I feel like you're so successful and you get so much done in a day and you get things done like the minute they need getting done. You'll be like, oh, I'm taking out my bathroom. And it's like that day.
That's on being irrationally impatient.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I want French doors maybe next year.
Maybe next year. I wish I had a little bit of maybe next year in me. Speaking of next year, which is now here, and we'll end the podcast on this, I want a classic Jackie O hot take. What is in? You know, this is like going viral on everyone. Everyone's posting like ends, outs. Like, what's in for Jackie O in 2024 and what's out? I should have asked you at the beginning so you could have thought. I know I hate being on the spot.
Yeah, no, for me personally, that's a bit easier than like trends in general.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to do trends.
I feel like I don't know if I'm going to be able to explain this correctly. I feel like I'm always like waiting for something. I'll be like, when I get to this point, like that's when things are going to, you know, or it's like once I lose this amount of weight, like then I'm going to live life. And it's like just like starting now, you know, I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It's like that meme that's like, light the candle now. Do the thing now. It's like, don't wait for something.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, and again, we love this phrase, like blooming where you're planted, like enjoying like every moment, like not just like waiting for it to be exactly as you pictured it.
Right.
Because it never is.
Yeah. You know? I mean, again, we're giving real millennial here, but it's like, you know what they say, make a plan and God laughs.
Yeah. In is live, laugh, and love.
In? Live, laugh, and love.
And then out.
What are you fucking over?
I'm just, I get over and over. Like, I'm just over. I know this is so corny. I need to find a better way to say it, but like, I'm over caring. I can't even say it with a straight face because I'm such a millennial. Like, but I don't care what people think.
In. Live, laugh, love. Out, caring out, what others caring what people think.
That's it.
That's it. You know what?
And you know what, Claudia and I always say? Some things are cliche for a reason.
I always say that. And I copy you guys a lot, but that's not even me copying you. I like get so like, I like say things and I'm like, and I know it's a cliche, but I'm like, what are cliches for? They're cliches for a reason. Everyone says them all the time because they're true.
Because they're true. So I'll let you guys know if I think of better ins and outs, but that's just how I feel right now. Like out, giving a fuck.
Giving a fuck.
That's more Gen Z.
Yeah, that is Gen Z. We're going to try so hard to not care. We're hardening while trying not to stay Teflon. Because you're right. You meet some people in the industry and you're like, damn, you are.
I'm like, you should care a little more.
Yeah. Wow. Gee willikers. Okay. All right. Well, here's to live, laugh, loving, and also simultaneously not giving a fuck.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Shannon. I gotta go breastfeed.
Okay. I'm so sorry if you're leaking. I love you so much.
Love you.
Bye.